turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. It's, oh, I forget the page number, 17 or 18? Oh, Matt, you're on it. 1822. Okay, Ephesians chapter 5. And there's an outline in your bulletin too. Lord, thank you for loving us, not ever letting us go, coming after us. Please, thank you, thank you. Then help us to respond. Ah, use us as we look in your word. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Well, fair is fair. A couple weeks ago, talked about how you wives need to submit, but it's different than what I ever thought. It means to be engaged. Yes, the husband is the head, but like when we submit to Jesus, we're also, do you just say, okay, whatever you want, Jesus? No, you say, Lord, I don't understand. You engage. And so now, fair is fair, it's going to be talking to husbands. Now, Paul tells wives to submit three times. You know how many times he tells husbands to love? Six. I don't know. Is it because we have a harder time hearing? I'm not sure. There's a guy, or a newlywed couple, and they're on their honeymoon down in the Caribbean, and the music is going. They're at a restaurant, and the restaurant had a dance floor, but nobody was dancing. And so, of course, the wife says, let's dance. I'm sure, thinking about her, you know, their wedding ceremony and dancing through the night and all that. And so, hey, let's keep the romance alive. But nobody's on the floor. And the new groom thought, I'll make a fool of myself, or, you know, we'll be the only ones, you know, all those male ego thoughts. But he thought, she wants to, I'll do it. And they got up and they started dancing. And he said within 90 seconds, the dance floor was full of other couples. And he made this observation. He says, I bet you most women thought, oh, nobody's dancing because nobody's thought about it. He says, no, all of us men were thinking it. And all of us men were thinking, I'm not getting out there. And that reveals something. And the research is, men want to please their wives. They really do. Men do. I mean, deep down, we want to please our wives. We want to be romantic. We want them to be proud of us. We want them to like what we do, but we're just afraid. I don't know how to do it, or maybe I've done it wrong, or it's not worth it. And Ephesians 5 says it's worth it. Amen? Let's stand up and read it. Ephesians chapter 5. And it's always good to remember the context. Here in the last part of Ephesians, Paul has just given us good stuff after good stuff. Chapter 5, verse 1, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Yes, we're going to read in just a second. Husbands, you need to love your wives like Jesus loved you. But guess what? All of us are supposed to love like that. All of us. And then verse 15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, you know, all kinds of bad things. Instead, be filled, get drunk with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, like we're going to do tonight, right, Philip? 6 p.m. with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Sing, make music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now read verse 21 out loud with me. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Husbands, you are the head. Amen? And you're also to submit, just like Jesus kind of submitted for us, going to the cross. The submission goes both ways, and ladies, the love should go both ways too, just saying. Verse 22, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit, engage to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares, nourishes and cherishes. I like that translation better. He nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery. But I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself. And the wife must respect her husband. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Creator God, Savior God, you put every star in place, and you put Adam and Eve on this earth. You brought the woman to the man, and it is a mystery. It's a mystery that you love us so much that you send your own son who left you. And Lord, there's also a mystery in marriage. It is beautiful. Heal our marriages today, we pray. Help us, Lord, to be able to share this with others too. For your glory, our good, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Let's do it if you can. This is God's word. It's God's authority over me. It's God telling me who I am and what I'm to do. I'll read it, obey it, and share it to be close to Jesus and to bring others to Jesus and give each other a loving, submissive hug or kiss. No. Okay. And because I don't know where my Bible went, I'm going to have to find the passage again. Ephesians chapter 5. So the big picture is, verse 21, each of us should submit to each other. The background, God loves all of us, and therefore we need to live a life of love. And then specifically, wives are told to submit 3 times, and husbands are told to love 6 times. And then he ends the passage, interesting, he says, husbands, love your wife like you love yourself. And wives, he doesn't say use the word submit, he uses the word respect, honor, admire, adore. It's really what those husbands want to have. And this fits, kind of connected to the kingdom, because that's really the big umbrella that they're going through. And next week, Lord willing, we're going to talk about heaven, you know, the final kingdom and what that's about. But this fits with the kingdom. The kingdom of God, God has always been reigning and always will. But what's he looking for? He wants to reign in our hearts. He wants to reign with the willing. Now, if he wants to reign with the willing, then that's a picture for our homes. The picture is not like, now, my mom and dad, it wasn't, I mean, they had fun together and all that, but I thought submission meant to be silent. No, it's to be engaged. It's to be willing. Why are we doing this? And how does that work? Now, the command, husbands, love your wives. And right off the top, we got some confusion. What does love mean? I mean, I love hot dogs, ice cream, apple pie. Oh, I fell in love. Oh, you should meet her. She's the, you know, the woman of my dreams. To, I love you, but I don't like you right now. Right? Now, oh, don't beat up on yourself. Which one's right? Yes. It's all of the above. And then when we come to church, we have another spin on the word love. Love's not a feeling, it's an action. Right? Doesn't matter how you feel, you do it. Amen. There's truth to that. It's not about getting, it's about giving. It's about sacrificing. Amen. But that's not all it is. Look at chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, Now, let me give you a big picture overview. You know, sometimes, and some of you said this, and it's fair, sometimes I don't know, Ken, whether you really preach in the Bible. I really am, but I don't always tie the dots because I like to go all over the place. But it really is tied on Scripture. So let me make sure you were getting it. Paul says, wives submit, husbands love. So far, so good. And then when he says husbands love, he uses three examples, three looks. Look to Jesus. Look to yourself. Love your wife like you love your body. And then he doesn't say this exactly, but I feel like he's saying it in between the lines. And then look back. Look back at creation. Look back at how Jesus came. And I think then by implication, look back at how when you fell in love. Three strong examples. Love like Jesus, love like you love your body, and love like you loved when you first met each other. So here's the first example. Love like Jesus, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. So far, so good. And gave himself up for her. Gave himself. Ooh, that's a really strong word. It's the word used of John the Baptist was given over, thrown into prison. Jesus was given over when he was betrayed by Judas. You give yourself over. One of you, after a sermon on marriage, you poor guy, you worked, 60, 70 hours a week, and you went home after the service and you said, honey, next weekend, I am yours. Whatever you want to do. And I think there were some cabinets or something, doors that he hadn't put up for some years, and that's what that's giving over, giving up. What did you do at your wedding ceremony? To love and to cherish, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for rich or poor, in sickness and health, forsaking all others till what? Till death do us part. That's a giving over. Help us, Lord. That's what Jesus did for us. Now, it's more than that. And I think this was the light bulb for me. It's like, that's why the sermons I've heard preached, the commentaries I've read, there's been a disconnect, and why this passage really hasn't been as motivating as God meant it to be. So here we go. How did Jesus give himself over? Verse 26, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Maybe I'm going too far. Look at verse 26. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. To present to himself basically a radiant, beautiful bride. Now, we've been taught love is about giving, not about getting. It's not about you. It's about the other person. Okay? That's true, but it's not the full truth. Jesus gave himself for a purpose, and it was to present to himself a beautiful, radiant bride. Let me say that again. Jesus loved with a purpose, and he gave himself to present to himself a beautiful bride. No. Love is about giving. It's not about getting. Jesus gave himself to present to himself a wonderful, beautiful bride. This is an aside. This is the research. Ladies, your husband wants you to be beautiful, not what you think. They understand that with pregnancy, you'll have, the stretch marks. They understand that you're going to get wrinkly just like they're getting wrinkly. But it means a lot to them when you don't give up on yourself. When you don't wear yoga pants all the time unless you have company. You know what I'm saying? Janet wears earrings when she mows the lawn. I love it. I mean, I just love it. One of those things are dangling out there. Yeah, that's what I got. There is a thing called sanctified self-interest. Love others as you love yourself. Paul says that. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Yes, love your wives as you love your body. And what? Love your wives as you love yourself. He who loves his wife loves himself. There's sanctified self-interest. It's all about Jesus. No. It's mainly about Jesus. It's not about me. No, it's some about you. It's about Jesus, it's about others, and it is about you. Jesus is excited about us. Is that incredible? Yes, he went to the cross. Yes, he gave himself. But Hebrews chapter 12 says he did it for the joy set before him. And what was that joy? You and me. Right. You're beautiful. I love you. Ah, this is incredible. Mm. Jesus had a purpose. He gave himself up to get us back. And then he had a method. It says, and we skip over this, I think, because we don't see how it applies to marriage, but oh, baby. Verse 26, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Now, what is that? I think he's talking about, one, how did you get saved? You heard the word. You heard the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him will not perish, will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. You heard the word, and then remember back in that time, and then you got baptized. You got washed. He was presenting you to himself. He died for you, and now he is taking you, washing you, and bringing him to himself. He loves you. And let me say this about love. Maybe the best definition, and there's three different Greek words. There's eros, the physical love, and God's for that. Read Song of Solomon. There's phileo, that's the like love. That's the brotherly love. God's for that too. If when you say to a person, I love you, but I don't like you, you need to do some work on your forgiveness or something. Something's going on. I just talked with Officer Rudy today, and I hope I'm okay sharing this. He talks about, you know, he has to arrest some bad dudes. Bad. Who've done some horrible things. But he reminds himself, they're still a human being. And he arrested one guy who did something really awful, but the guy was like submissive in the back of the car and said, hey, if I'll let you have a smoke. And the other one said, what are you doing? Look what he did. It's like, he's still a human being. Amen? Yes. Anyway, where was I? So love, instead of defining it, it's not a feeling, it's an action. That's our reaction as Christians. Oh, I feel out of love and I'm going, no. Love is an action, but it is also a feeling. It's a deep value of the other person. And that makes sense. The word grace, we emphasize the word grace of, okay, I don't deserve it. No. The Greek word grace means love. It means fondness, delight. Wow. He values you. He likes you. He wants you. Through the washing of water with the word, I also think it's also talking about our daily walk with him. We get washed with the water with the word. Amen? Zach Churchill, it's taught 19 years, same thing. I mean, he could be stuck, right? I teach the same thing every year. No, you can tell from his sermon, he's still growing. You know, he's still getting washed with the water of the word. But what does that have to do with marriage? I do a lot of weddings. And you know the dance they have that where all the couples are out and they say, okay, anybody who's not been married been married for less than a day, please sit down. You know, so everybody laughs and the bride and groom sit down. And then they do the thing, okay, all of you who've been married for less than a year, you know, you step aside and then 5 years and 10 years and 15 and 20 and 30 and 40. And finally, there's some couple left who's been married 50 or 60 years. And then the MC asks, so what's the secret? to your, you know, long marriage. And usually, I mean, not always, but usually the wife's smiling and the guy is like a deer in the headlights, right? And so he goes to the one that's smiling, the wife, and goes, so what's the secret? And the wife usually says something really, honestly, I don't think I've ever heard a bad thing at that. We made a decision very early on never to go to bed angry. That's Ephesians. That's right out of the Bible, whether they know it or not. We made a commitment that we were always going to have a date night. And they give really good stuff. Then what does the guy say? Usually, the deer in the headlight, what does he say?
Well, just remember there's the two most important words in marriage. Yes, dear. Or whatever you say, dear. Or I've heard, like it says on the refrigerator, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody's happy.
The wife talks about the relationship. The husband talks about just step back and let her be in control. That's not what Scripture says. You with me? How can she submit to you if you just gave whatever you say, dear, whatever you say, dear, whatever you say, dear, and guys all over the U.S. say, well, Christian guys, leaders that I've talked to, I never confront my wife. I never tell my wife what to do. Then what is she supposed to submit to?
Thank you. Bless you later, Phil.
Now, Ephesians 5, verse 21 says what? Submit to one another. So this goes both ways, guys, on the other side. Let me back up. It says here, through the washing of water, through the word. Does Jesus tell us what he wants us to do, I wonder? Does he communicate with us, I wonder? Husbands, are you communicating with your wife?
Don't want to do that. I'll just try to love her. And
if you just keep sacrificing to sacrifice without a purpose, without a plan, without a goal, you're eventually going to become a martyr or an assassin. Because you're going to either get angry or you're just going to give up. You need to have a goal in mind. Why are you loving your wife? Why are you sacrificing?
Well, I guess I just want her off my back.
Not a big enough goal yet.
Well, I just want some peace and quiet.
Ugh. How about this? Try this on for size.
I want my marriage to be a Genesis 2 marriage. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother. Lord, help me to leave what I need to leave and then be united. That is chase after. And then the two will become one flesh. Lord, that's what I want for my marriage.
Or how about praying Deuteronomy 6 over your marriage? Write the word, the law will be on your hands and your heart and your forehead, on your gates, on your doors. You will talk about the word when you get up, when you lay down, when you walk, when you sit. Lord, help us to be a family that's based on your word. Or how about Proverbs 31? Lord, help us to have a home that's organized and together and prosperous and we're blessing each other. Or how about Song of Solomon? Lord, help us to have a home where there's intimacy and romance. Or how about the Great Commission, the Great Commandment? Lord, help us to, husbands, sacrifice love for your wives like Jesus loved the church for a purpose. You with me? For a purpose. And then back to this mutual submission. Janet, this is so neat. By taking Financial Peace University, which even though I've listened to Dave Ramsey and all, and you know, I've preached on his biblical stuff, it was so good for me to go through the class this last time. And just one thing he said was, make your home sellable. Make your home appealing. And we have a back room where the dogs have their crates and there's a lot of dust. And I have these 2x12 shelves that I made. I mean, they're honky big. They're not very appealing. And so after listening to that, I said, Janet, and she is so good at this, could you look on eBay or the Facebook Marketplace and find somebody who's remodeled their kitchen, who's just, you know, selling their cabinets for real cheap? This woman found 30, from one place that we're remodeling, 37 cabinet doors. It was a huge, huge remodel. 37 cabinet doors would have cost you thousands of dollars for 20 bucks. Whoa! I love it. And then for me, it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle because, okay, this shelf is this big and these two doors are this size, but these two doors are that size and I have this one weird door. And so I love working with my hands. I'm not saying I'm great at it, but I just love it. And I'm really doing it for her. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for us. That at night, around 8 o'clock at night, I say, now, I could get another door done, or we could play cribbage. Your choice. Guess what she picks? How did you know? She picks cribbage. What in the world? Now get those doors done. No, she doesn't do that. The only way you can submit is to know what the other person likes. So please, husbands and wives, share with each other. Amen? Oh.
And then something else on this.
Oh, boy, we're going to have to end here. Okay. Maybe I'll just do it real quick. It says he washes us with the water of his word. He gives us truth. Amen. Husbands, receive the truth from your wife and be willing to speak the truth to her. The other month, this is earlier in the summer, Jan and I were coming back from our daughters, and it was around 10 o'clock at night or so, and we were listening to WCRF, you know, getting washed with the word. And a lady came on that was interviewed, and she said some things, and then Janet said, well, that's nothing special. And so she, you know, and I felt the Lord going, speak up. So I said, honey, okay, this woman just confessed something here in this area of her life, and you said, that's nothing special. Oh, boy, it was hard. How are you doing in that area in your life? And bless this woman, she said, just mediocre. Now, as it's hard for me to open my mouth, it's also hard for me to shut my mouth. And I felt the Lord just saying, good job, shut up. That's all you need to do. It's like, oh, I'm not used to that. I like to persevere. What do you mean by mediocre? How can we make it? You know, it's like he told me to shut up. 3 days later, now our daughter Valerie calls us up when she's driving home from work on Mondays. So 3 days later, Valerie calls us up and she says, basically, Janet, you know, I've been working through some things from childhood and I have felt, and she said the thing that the lady talked about on WCRF, and I'm going, yeah. But I shut up. Amen? And then Janet, instead of defending herself or getting defensive, she just listened. Said, I understand. Oh, who did that? Jesus. Using a lady on WCRF, using his spirit to get me to speak up and then shut up and then just to leave it alone, knowing that 3 days later, Valerie was going to have this difficult talk with her mom, and Janet received it. Hallelujah. God is after a beautiful bride. He's given himself up for you and me. Husbands, let's do the same for them. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we have so many strongholds when we come to this passage. What love is, what submission is. Give us a glorified view of love, your view, where yes, we give, but we also get in a wonderful way. Lord, restore marriages. Restore them, we pray. Lord, I loved the research where men do want to be romantic. They do want to love their wives. They're just afraid. Take that fear away, Lord. Help us to love as Jesus loves us. as we love our bodies as when we first fell in love. If you've never gotten a relationship with Jesus, know that he values you. He wants you. He sacrificed himself for you. Don't spurn that love. Don't turn that away. Don't object to it, but receive it. Lord Jesus, I need you. Okay, I want to love you back. Please forgive me. Enter in. You know, then tell others. Get baptized. Reach out to us. Lord, thank you. Give us submissive homes and loving homes. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Jeff, I don't see Ryan. Let's stand up and sing. And if you guys would like to come up and pray, let's do it.